The Eagle and the Chicken by Jamie Glenn. A fable is told about an eagle that thought he was a chicken. When the eagle was very small, he fell from the safety of his nest. A chicken farmer found the eagle, brought him to the farm, and raised him in a chicken coop among his many chickens. The eagle grew up doing what chickens do, living like a chicken and believing he was a chicken. A naturalist came to the chicken farm to see if what he'd heard about an eagle acting like a chicken was really true. He knew that an eagle is king of the sky. He was surprised to see the eagle strutting around the chicken coop, pecking at the ground, and acting very much like a chicken. The farmer explained to the naturalist that this bird was no longer an eagle. He was now a chicken because he'd been trained to be a chicken, and he believed that he was a chicken. The naturalist knew there was more to this great bird than his actions showed, as he pretended to be a chicken. He was born to be an eagle and had the heart of an eagle, and nothing could change that. The man lifted the eagle onto the fence surrounding the chicken coop and said, "Eagle, thou art an eagle. Stretch forth thy wings and fly." The eagle moved slightly, only to look at the man. Then he glanced down at his home among the chickens in the chicken coop, where he was comfortable. He jumped off the fence and continued doing what chickens do. The farmer was satisfied. "I told you he was a chicken," he said. The naturalist returned the next day and tried again to convince the farmer and the eagle that the eagle was born for something greater. He took the eagle to the top of the farmhouse and spoke to him. "Eagle, thou art an eagle. Thou dost belong in the sky and not to the earth. Stretch forth thy wings and fly." The large bird looked at the man, then again down into the chicken coop. He jumped from the man's arm onto the roof of the farmhouse. Knowing what eagles are really about, the naturalist asked the farmer to let him try one more time. He would return the next day and prove that this bird was an eagle. The farmer, convinced otherwise, said, "It's a chicken." The naturalist returned the next morning to the chicken farm and took the eagle and the farmer some distance away to the foot of a high mountain. They could not see the farm nor the chicken coop from this new setting. The man held the eagle on his arm and pointed high into the sky where the bright sun was beckoning above. He spoke, "Eagle, thou art an eagle. Thou dost belong in the sky and not to the earth. Stretch forth thy wings and fly." This time, the eagle stared skyward into the bright sun, straightened his large body, and stretched his massive wings. His wings moved slowly at first, then surely and powerfully. With the mighty screech of an eagle, he flew. From In Walk Tall, You're a Daughter of God. Some seed questions for reflection. How did you relate to the notion of taking away the easy reminders of our past conditioning in order to help us be truer to our authentic selves? Can you share a personal story of a time you took away contextual reminders in order to step into a strength you always had? And what helps you realize what's trapping you from spreading your authentic wings?